Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bobby and I are joined now by Saints defensive backs coach Aaron Glenn. Coach, thanks for being with us, bud.
Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Now, you know, Aaron, I'm always kind of hesitant to do this because I don't want to air the private conversations that occur around the facility. I don't do that very often. But this one, I think, has really kind of come to fruition this year, so I want to share with everyone. I don't think it will bother you. We were flying on the plane. I can't remember what game we were coming back from, but we were kind of standing up, stretching our legs, and it was a couple games after Eli Apple had come over from New York, and I asked you about him, and I said, you know, how's Eli doing? And you told me on that flight, you said, if we can coach him, if we can teach him how to play the position, he is going to be an absolute stud. And it appears from my uneducated defensive back eyes that you guys have done a great job coaching him up because he's been phenomenal this season.
Well, I tell you what, first of all, Zach, you understand football. So defensive back play, D-line play, it doesn't matter, man. You understand it. But I tell you what, I'm going to take it back to when I first saw this player in college. And he was absolutely a great-looking athlete. I mean, he's long, he's fast, he's twitchy to be such a linear athlete. And I knew once we had a chance to get our hands on him and get a chance to coach him up, man, I knew he had special traits about him. The one thing that I wish that he did in that game was got that interception because that would have did a lot for his confidence. But I'll tell you what, he is playing at a really high level right now, and I'm excited to have him, excited to continue to coach him. And the thing is, he still hasn't reached his peak yet. He still has a ways to go.
Now, you know, Coach Glenn, looking at top to bottom, explain to me if I'm wrong, but it just seems like definitely the secondary, there was no weak links. I don't care if it was Eli Apple, Marshawn Lattimore, Von Bell, you look at Marcus Williams, P.J. Williams, whoever it might be. Was this maybe one of the most complete games as a whole when you're breaking down the film? Because it sure seems like they were in the right place, the right time, a number of occasions. And Lattimore obviously putting more skins on the wall. I want you to comment on the whole group. And how do you keep Lattimore motivated so he's not bored? Because whatever you're doing, you're definitely pushing the right buttons.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's the thing about this group is they're still such a young group, but they've played a lot of football together. And I think that's the one thing that's helped them. Each week, we go into that meet room, and I challenge those guys to be at their best and to just play one play at a time. And whatever that play is, whatever that call is, don't worry about the call. Just play the call and be the best you can be on that one play, all right? And take each play like it's his own game. And I tell you what, they've bought into that philosophy, and I think they're out there doing that every play. And the reason I know because they come to the sideline, they talk about it themselves. So I think that's the one thing that they've really bought into. And the next thing is just challenge those guys. I'm a disciple of Bill Parcells, and I tell you what, Parcells used to always challenge me daily, and I just take that same mentality with those players. And I know Coach Payton does the same thing. So the thing is, players want to be challenged. Players want to be coached. And the surprising thing, I think a lot of people don't realize, even the best players want to be coached. So but those guys, they want to continue to get better, and my job is to coach them and get them better. So if they're not getting better, then I'm not doing my job. So, and I take pride in what I do. So I just pray and hope that I continue to get those guys better.
Now, Coach Glenn, when you're looking at the whole roster and who's active on game day and everything, we're familiar, obviously, with Justin Hardy. He's actually played defensive snaps, even came up with an interception. But you look at the level he continues to play with on special teams. But what is the role as far as your input with JT Gray? outstanding, leading the team on special teams tackles. But we all remember Chris Banjo actually going in on defense and getting an interception. Could JT Gray maybe handle that responsibility if he had to, or what?
Well, every guy in that defensive back room, after every game, when we come in on Wednesday, the first thing I talk about is the guys that played on special team and the awards that they got, and they know that, and that room is taking pride in being the best they can be on special team. So with JT and with Hardy, those guys know that we're going to spend at least, 15 minutes talking about how we're supposed to operate on special teams. So they get involved in that with anybody that's in that room that's about it. So they know that we take that seriously. And JT is one of my favorite guys, man. I think I ride JT harder than anybody. because of the talent that he has and the ability he has to get a chance to at some point be able to help us on defense. So he's an outstanding special team player right now, him and Hardy. But both of those guys know that when it's time to go in there and play defense, they got to prepare and get ready to play just like they were starting, and they do that.
Talking with Saints defensive backs coach Aaron Glenn. Coach, we've seen P.J. Williams over the last couple of years, first of all, grow tremendously as a player, but he fascinates me the way that he fills the running game. We saw another one this week. And listen, Leonard Fournette is one of the most physical runners in football. And P.J. Williams overended him twice in this football game. And we've seen him do it over and over and over again. How important is a guy's willingness to put his head down in there? I mean, and he's filling B gaps, right? I mean, he's not on the edge in space. He's getting right into the middle of the defense. And he has been as effective of a defensive back tackler as we have on this football team.
I tell you what, man, that's another player. I love P.J. to death. And just the things that we ask him to do that a lot of other players either are unwilling to do it or just can't do it. And you don't realize that P.J. wears a lot of hats. He might be on the depth chart as a corner or a nickel, but, man, P.J. can go in there, and he plays a role as a linebacker sometimes. He plays a role as a safety sometimes. So he's a very versatile player with his size and his ability and his toughness and his ability to tackle. Man, there's just so much we could do with that player, and he continues to show us that we can put him in different spots to be effective for this defense, and just how smart he is and his ability to go from week to week to be to change what he's doing. It's amazing. So when you got guys like that, man, it only helps you as a coach. It helps you look better as a coach also. So I'm excited to continue to coach that player, and I'm excited the things that he can continue to do for us.
Now, Coach Glenn, obviously, you're an NFL, defensive back, so really that should be enough motivation. But development of Kent Crawley and where he's at, now how do you keep his interest? A young player like Saquon Hampton, he might not be active on game day. Then you look at, depending on the game, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, his role. Just talk about guys on the back end and the expectations you have for them as far as to continue to progress week in and week out.
Well, the one thing that we do in that room, that it doesn't matter if you're practice squad, it doesn't matter if you're going to be inactive. I require every player in that room to prepare like they're going to start. And I know that they have to because I ask them questions in front of the group. So if they can't answer those questions, then they know I get upset about that. So they don't want to be embarrassed in front of their group like that, so they're going to make sure they prepare. And plus, those guys are pros also. They know as a pro, you have to prepare like that. And you never know in this league. One guy can go down, and you'll be up and have to get ready to go. And the good thing about the other guys, all the guys in that room, it's when they are in practice, when they're on scout team. I mean, those guys go out there and compete against our own offense, like they were playing in a game. And they have to do that, so they can get themselves – continue to grow in the techniques and the schematics that they have to continue to learn. So they know they have to do that, and I require them to do that, and they do a good job doing it.
Now, Coach Glenn, with all your experience and what you've been able to achieve, I truly think you're the best of the best. As far as the future, would you like to be a head coach one day, or where are you at? I know your task and your job at hand, but it seems like your passion – that you're built maybe to have that opportunity in the future?
Well, I'll tell you what, I love coaching. you know, once I left the game, I knew I couldn't stay away too long. And once I jumped back in, I told myself I wasn't going to stick my toe in the water to see if it was cold. I was going to jump on in it. So I tell you what, man, if that opportunity presents itself, you know, I'm going to enjoy it. But I tell you what, just like you said earlier, man, I want to be the best defensive back coach I can be. And that's my total focus, is to help these guys continue to get better, be able to support Dennis Allen and Coach Payton and all other coaches in this room, and continue to help us keep moving the way we're moving.
Saints defensive backs coach Aaron Glenn. And unfortunately for all of us, we've been fortunate to have you as long as we have. I'm afraid we're going to lose you soon enough here to another organization, but you've been phenomenal. We also would be remiss not to also talk about Peter Genta and the work he does, obviously developing players, and I'm sure you as a coach. But we appreciate the time, Aaron, and good luck this week in Chicago.
Exactly. Let me say this one thing about Pete, and I think a lot of people don't realize that Pete coached me back in 96. So, man, I have great respect for that guy. I mean, he's an outstanding coach, a good person, and just know that Lee's an up and coming guy too. So, you'll see him again his chance pretty soon. So, but Pete's a great guy, man. I love him to death.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the time, Aaron Glenn.
All right. Thanks, Coach Glenn.
Buddy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.